Welcome to Shomar Shalom on the Daf from Sochim Daf Kuv Beis. The Gemara in the end of Amud Beis brings the Machlikis, the different Tanoim, to tell us what do you do when Yom Tov comes after Shabbos. And the question is, what is the order when you have the wine, you have the Kiddush, you have the candle, and you have Avdala? The Gemara omits over here Psamim. Tosfos asks, why don't you have Psamim? Tosfos wants to say in the beginning that you don't have Psamim between Shabbos and Yom Tov, because Psamim comes because of the Neshama Yisera that leaves the body after Shabbos. But in Yom Tov, you also have Neshama Yisera. So there's no need for Psamim between Shabbos and Yom Tov. But then Tosfos says that's not possible, because if so, why don't you have Psamim in Moitzei Yom Tov? The fact that you don't have Psamim in Moitzei Yom Tov, that shows that there's no Neshama Yisera in Yom Tov. Because if there was a Neshama Yisera in Yom Tov, there should have been Psamim in the end of Yom Tov, the same way you have Psamim in the end of Shabbos. And then Tosfos concludes that there's no Neshama Yisera on Yom Tov. The Ramban, famously in the Sefer Emunah V'Bitachon, says that there is a Neshama Yisera on Yom Tov. But the reason why we don't have Psalm in the end of Yom Tov is because of the else. While the Neshama Yisera of Shabbos leaves us after Shabbos, the Neshama Yisera of Yom Tov does not leave us after Yom Tov. The Neshama Yisera of Yom Tov stays with us even after Yom Tov ends. What's the reason behind that? So this really connects to something we brought here in the past. The Maharal, who teaches us regarding the sugya of Erev Tavshilim, that what's the idea of Yom Tov? We know that Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos is somewhat of what's going to be in Olam Haba. What is Yom Tov? Says the Maharal, Yom Tov is Me'ein Yemoisa Mashiach. On Yom Tov, we feel and touch what's going to be in the days the Mashiach comes. As we know, the Gemara tells us, and Brachas, the Gemara on Shabbos, that Mashiach time is not going to be very different than this time. Machlokes of the Gemara, to what extent the Mashiach time will not be different than this time. But Mashiach time is really Olam Hazeh, just an elevated Olam Hazeh. Olam Haba, on the other hand, Ayin L'Rosa L'Kiv Zoh Osecho. Olam Haba, we can't really understand, we can't really comprehend, is way beyond us. So Mimele, Shabbos, which is Me'ein Olam Haba, and we connect to higher spheres, things that are way beyond us. When Shabbos ends, we can really continue that into the weekday. But when Yom Tov ends, Yom Tov, we just felt the Yemois HaMashiach. We just felt the times the Mashiach will come, which is really an elevated Olam Hazeh, that we could connect, and then we can continue that into the regular weekdays. And Rabbi Moshe Shapiro, as it's always used to say, what does moyed mean? Moyed is Lashon Yad, Lashon destination. Every moyed is giving us a destination where we're going to. So we can always touch upon that, catch on to this, and feel and stay with it even when we get to Yemoy Sachoil. We can continue it on. And that's really the idea of an Isruchag. What's a Isruchag? Kolo Oise Isru Lachag Bachil Vishtiyah. Prisa connects the Chag to the weekday. He takes the Chag and draws from it to the regular weekday. And the Kedushas Levi adds to it, the really Yom Tov is something that we do on our own. Bezer Mekadesh Yom Tov. Shabbos comes from above. So Shabbos really belongs to something else. A Yom Tov we could connect to. Rav Hushton used to say, never say Yom Tov passed, Avar Alein Yom Tov. But you should say, we gained a Yom Tov, Hirvachnu Yom Tov. We got something from Yom Tov. Yom Tov is something that gives us a new dimension to our regular weekdays. Meaning the Neshama Yisera, that higher elevation we have in Yom Tov, we could connect that and bring that to our regular days. Therefore, there's no psalmim, because that Neshama Yisera never leaves the body after Yom Tov ends. Anyone wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.